Hi, everybody. Before we get into the program today, let me explain to you why you should become a subscriber at subscribestar.com/wrongthinkradio. We want to be funded directly by our audience. We don't want to have to worry about whether or not the information we bring you sells more pillows, dick pills, or gold. We want to have the voice of the people behind our program. So stop listening to programs that tell you how to think and start listening to a program that tells the world what you think. That's subscribestar.com/wrongthinkradio. It's only $2.99 a month to help support independent media.
You're about to enter the intersection of common sense and facts, where media bias ends and truth begins. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wrong Think Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Wrong Think Radio. I'm your host, Aaron Bierlein, broadcasting from just outside the nation's capital in beautiful Northern Virginia, and welcome to the intersection of common sense and facts. This is the news of the day for 4 August 2020, and I hope everybody's remaining dry out there now that tropical storm something diversity is sweeping through the East Coast. We got a little bit of it here in Virginia. And it just basically just rained a lot. It's kind of disappointment, to be completely honest. I thought it'd be cooler. It wasn't. We did have one tree branch fall, so I guess that's neat. Although a friend of mine did have a tree of theirs killed, so there's at least one casualty that we can say. So we'll have to look at a way to replace that because, you know, trees are awesome and it's nice to plant them and they're fun. Anyway, let's get to the news. Our top news story for today is that the Communist Party of the United States has endorsed Joe Biden. Bill Avakian, the leader of the Communist Party of the USA, said in a statement, quote, "If in spite of mass protests demanding the removal of the Trump-Pence regime, this regime remains in power when it is time for voting, then, without placing fundamental reliance on this, using all appropriate means to work for the removal of this regime must include voting against Trump, assuming the election is actually held." That's a harken back to a Democrat communist conspiracy theory that they say every single time that we see a Republican in office, which is that they're not going to hold the election. They're going to delay it. Every single time there's a Republican in office, that's what the Democrats claim, because apparently that's the only way to get their idiot liberal base out to actually vote. Avakian continued, saying, "To be clear, this means not a protest vote for someone or for some candidate who has no chance of winning, but actually voting for the Democratic Party candidate Biden in order to effectively vote against Trump." I have two really interesting points to make here. Some things that got a little bit missed by everybody else covering this, because don't get me wrong, it's hilarious that the communists support Biden. I mean, of course. Well, what's amazing is that according to the Communist Party of the USA, the protests that are occurring right now are about removing Donald Trump from office, which I'm inclined to agree. But the Democrats are the ones that took credit for the protests. So how come the Communist Party knows the intent of the protests, but the Democrats are the ones taking credit for the protest? Well, it's actually an easy thing to answer. It's because the Communist Party and the Democrat Party really aren't that different. They're just two sides of the same coin. As far as I can tell, this Bill Avakian is just controlled opposition or something. But he's saying that the entire point of the protest is to remove Donald Trump. And we know that that's why the Democrats are doing these protests, is because they think that it's going to help remove Donald Trump. It's just amazing to see them both on the same side of things, but also not amazing to see them the same side of the issues, because Democrats at this point are just communists. I mean, the second thing I'm going to say here is if the Communist Party sees Donald Trump as a threat, that makes him a good candidate for America. If you're somebody who likes your freedom, your personal liberties, personal property, the ability to make money how you see fit, and the ability to work whatever job you want to and to not be somebody who just has a number who could be thrown in the gulag for thought crime, if you're somebody who likes those things, then Donald Trump's a great candidate, apparently. If you're somebody who wants those things and wants everything to be terrible, wants to abolish personal property, wants the government to run everything and have the ability of throwing you in prison for thought crime, and basically goes around and considers anything that goes against the government will as, counter-revolutionary activity, and also wants to punish anyone who isn't making money for the oligarchs, well, then I guess be a Democrat. Because the communists are saying that Joe Biden is safe. The Communist Party of the United States does not see Joe Biden as a threat to their mission. Even to the point where their leader would say, you know, voting for us would actually be a waste. Voting for a third party would be a waste. Vote for Joe Biden. This should be one of the greatest things leading to Donald Trump's victory, is the fact that the Democrat Party has become so wildly left that the communists are going, you know what, at this point, don't vote for us, just vote for the Democrats. Same, same. How are we supposed to feel about that? That's pretty impressive. At least I can say, if one thing came out of all the insanity that's coming out of the left these days, it's the fact that at least we're seeing some of the honesty. Democrats are communists. Now nobody gets to call me crazy for saying it, because even the communists are saying Democrats are communists. All right, our next story. According to a YouGov poll, more than half, in fact, 55% of Americans are at least somewhat willing to wear goggles in addition to a face mask to reduce the risk of coronavirus. Now, this comes because Dr. Fauci, who just keeps talking, suggested that wearing goggles might be a good idea to help reduce the transmission of coronavirus. This is, of course, after we've been told for months now that wearing a mask is supposed to save us from coronavirus. Liberals everywhere say that the reason why coronavirus still exists in the United States is because some people won't wear masks and some people won't socially distance. So it was supposed to be social distancing, lockdowns, and mask wearing. All of those things were supposed to save us from coronavirus. Then Fauci says, actually, I think you need to wear goggles too. At this point, they're just guessing. I will give Dr. Fauci $1 million to tell the American people that shoving a banana up your ass will protect you from coronavirus. Because this is what will happen if Dr. Fauci goes out there and says this. First of all, the liberal media will explain to everybody in America how to properly shove a banana up your ass. And we'll do it gleefully and excitedly and talk about how all the experts say that an ass banana will protect you from coronavirus. Then the Democrat Party will say that they always knew that shoving a banana up your ass would work, but Donald Trump was too busy talking about hydroxychloroquine and getting in the way of them being able to distribute ass bananas. Then they would also put forward a government funding for ass bananas and tell everybody that minority communities are unable to get ass bananas the same as other white communities, and that there's a shortage of minority ass bananas due to white privilege. Then we would see social media posts coming from Instagram moms and liberals everywhere talking about how they feel so morally superior by the way that they have to bow-leggedly walk because of their ass banana. I'm saying this because at this point, all of the experts are obviously just guessing, and we all know it. So the idea that we have to listen to these experts when they're basically throwing spaghetti at the wall to see which noodle sticks, it's a cover your ass method. Dr. Anthony Fauci is just saying random things so he can say he did something, anything. But at what point is it that people are going to be wearing biohazard masks? If you literally have to cover your eyeballs and your mouth to go out in public, then everything should have been shut down from the get-go. You shouldn't be able to go anywhere if you literally can't go anywhere without having to cover every single orifice of your body or else coronavirus is going to crawl in. This also comes at the idea that as Rush Limbaugh calls her, the scarf queen, Dr. Birx, also said that people might have to wear masks in their houses. I've had it. I get it. They're all guessing. They're just making it up. And at this point, either you're going to put forward ass bananas or I'm not doing anything for coronavirus because you obviously have no idea what the hell you're talking about. And you're just making it up as you go. And I'm done. And I have some proof. Our next story, Sweden's top epidemiologist says we see no point in wearing masks. Now, this is so Sweden's top epidemiologist says that there's no point in mandating masks in public, across the country of Sweden, which has seen its COVID-19 numbers plunge in recent months. Quote, with numbers diminishing very quickly in Sweden, we see no point in wearing face masks, not even on public transport, says Anders Tegnell. Quote, face masks in public places are not necessary based on all the current evidence, according to Cohen Behrens, spokesman for the National Institute for Public Health and the Environment. Quote, there is no benefit and there may even be negative impact. Now, this is Sweden, everybody. This is the country that gave us Greta Thunberg, if I'm not mistaken. She's Swedish. Swedish, isn't she? Isn't she? But also, Sweden's one of those European countries that liberals are so afraid of laughing at us when Donald Trump tweets. It wasn't that long ago that countries like Sweden were hailed for being so intelligent and so much more progressive than the United States. So explain to me, because Sweden never did mask laws, they never locked down their economy, but they're also supposed to be this great liberal progressive nation. So what the hell are liberals going to do? Because they worship Sweden. It's the kind of country they wish America could be with their public health care and their loose morals and all of this. But now all of a sudden they're going against the grain. Swedish scientists, who I guarantee every liberal thinks are smarter than those racist Americans who were taught by white racist teachers in their white racist history classes or white racist classes. You know, all the white supremacy. Yeah, I get it. Sweden's also white. Point is, I just wonder how liberals are supposed to take this because they worship countries like Sweden. They gave us people like Greta Thunberg. They're also countries that are just all sorts of liberal. They support all of the liberal nonsense that goes on. They're a hugely progressive nation. So what are the liberals going to do? Because there seems to be a schism in the science and we're supposed to believe the science, but only the science that liberals like. So maybe the liberal media will just bury this. Or maybe suddenly we're going to hear about how Sweden overnight got taken over by right-wing crazy Nazis because they're not sharing the right mask advice. I'm sure that that's going to be what's going to come out of it. Our final story for today is an MSNBC producer has resigned and slammed the network's cancer, saying that they block diversity of thought and stoke national division. So her name is Ariana Perkeri, and she was a producer at MSNBC. And she wrote a scathing article after she left her job a week ago. Here's some of the quotes from her article. The model blocks diversity of thought and content because the networks have incentive to amplify fringe voices and events at the expense of others, all because it pumps up the ratings. This cancer risks human lives, even in the middle of a pandemic. The primary focus quickly became what Donald Trump was doing to address the crisis, rather than the science itself. As new details have become available about antibodies, a vaccine, or how COVID actually spreads, producers still want to focus on the politics. Important facts or studies get buried. The cancer risks our democracy, even in the middle of a presidential election. Any discussion about the election usually focuses on Donald Trump, not Joe Biden, a repeat offense of 2016. Also important is to ensure citizens can vote by mail this year, but I've watched the topic get ignored or killed numerous times. Now, I'm full of questions. I know I understand the temptation, and I'm not trying to be a jerk about it, but I get it. There's a lot of people in right-wing media who are currently hailing this woman as a hero because she brought up all of the terrible things that we all knew about MSNBC. But any good journalist should be asking her these questions. And of course they won't, because they'll be too busy patting her on the back. But here they are. Ms. Perkeri, were you upset when MSNBC lied about Russian collusion to the American people? Of course not. Were you upset when MSNBC lied about Brett Kavanaugh and called him a rapist? Of course not. Were you upset when MSNBC lied about the Ukraine phone call and pushed for the impeachment of Donald Trump, the president of the United States, based on those lies that you knew were lies? Of course not. Were you upset when MSNBC willfully lied about Trump supporters for years? Every single day? Of course not. So why are you upset now? What this sounds like to me is some liberal is not getting her propaganda put forward. There's propaganda that Ms. Perkeri probably loves. Maybe it's the vote by mail thing, which is also a conspiracy developed by the Democrat Party. Maybe that's her priority, and she thinks that that's what needs to be being put forward. Maybe she's upset over the idea that she finally had become knowledgeable enough, which I don't know how she couldn't have known it for years while working as a producer, that MSNBC is about making money and that liberalism is nothing more than just an avenue of Wall Street. It is, in fact, the most risk-averse political position you could hold. Maybe that's what bothers her. I don't know. But what I do know is that she's not a hero and she's not being moral. MSNBC has been lying for years, knowingly. And as a producer at MSNBC, she certainly was involved in getting the talking points memo from the DNC and reviewing it to make sure that the show's content fit the talking points of the day for the Democrat Party. She certainly emailed with campaigns, Democrat campaigns, to make sure that those Democrats knew what kind of questions they were going to get asked when they got interviewed, and also made sure that they were helping those candidates put forward the ideas that they wanted to put forward. We're aware that that kind of collusion exists between the liberal media because of the WikiLeaks releases. We've seen emails just like that, and you can't tell me, working as a producer at MSNBC, you weren't aware of that standard practice. So it seems Ms. Perkeri's just upset that it's not her propaganda that she wants to be focused on. Not that MSNBC pushes propaganda, because she's been helping do that for years. She's not upset that MSNBC lies about Republicans, at least. She just doesn't think that it's the right kind of lies. Even in her screed that she wrote, she still bitches about Trump using standard Democrat talking points. Perhaps Ms. Perkeri sees that there's going to be an epic failure and that Joe Biden's going to lose his ass, and it's going to be because MSNBC is so behind the times on this. Or maybe she thinks that she can complain about MSNBC enough in hopes that they'll hire her over at Fox News and she can kind of be an enemy behind the bushes and hang out with Juan Williams and Geraldo Rivera and talk about how great Joe Biden is or something. Maybe that's what her actual gain is. What's not happening here is she didn't suddenly wake up and have some moral epiphany that being a liar and a propagandist for the Democrat Party is bad. If she were, she would be flat out telling everybody exactly how the Democrat Party pushes their propaganda and exactly who they talk to make sure that the propaganda gets pushed out. She doesn't do that. This isn't some sudden rebirth where she came out as a hero and is doing the right thing. She's just bitching that MSNBC is cancer because they're not pushing the propaganda she thinks they should. At no point does she talk about how awful it is that they lie all the time about the right wing, that they lie about Trump supporters, that they lie about you and I, that they basically lie about the entirety of America between the coasts. She's not upset about that, everyone. And she's not upset about all of those lies that we know MSNBC engaged in for years. None of those were brought up. So before you start hailing her as a hero, just remember that. If you do want to support media that doesn't lie its ass off, isn't propaganda, and doesn't communicate with political campaigns, and is in fact wholly sponsored by you, then subscribe to this channel. And be sure to ask your friends to subscribe as well. Don't forget to click the notification bell up at the top to get notified when we post new content. And don't forget, we go live every Sunday from noon until 2 Eastern time. But also, you can help support this program as a subscriber over at subscribestar.com/wrongthinkradio. It's $2.99 a month, and it's how we fund ourselves. And you also get us free, or well, you get an included additional subscriber only podcast. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions for us, feel free to leave them in the comments below, or you can email us contact@wrongthinkradio.com. I'm Aaron Bierlein, and I'm keeping an eye on the left.